Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Monday, sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies at 96. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 71. For Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s, and Wednesday night, clear, mid-70s. Right now, it's 64.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Kansas Attorney General's Office, not the Secretary of State Chris Kobach, will be representing the state during an appeal of a voting rights case in which Kobach was twice found in contempt of court. The state Solicitor General filed the appeal this past week of a judge's ruling that Kansas can't require documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote. Kobach's office contends it's always been the plan for the Attorney General's office to handle the appeal. Wichita State University is preparing to launch a redesigned website that officials hope will ramp up efforts to recruit out-of-state students. The Wichita Eagle reports that the university looks to launch its revamped website sometime in the next week. The website will feature a streamlined homepage, an interactive campus map, a virtual tour, and links to every major, minor, and graduate degree which is offered at the school. Mid-America Network News.
My Pacifica Hybrid, America's first and only hybrid minivan, is so quiet I can finally hear myself think. I should totally adopt a puppy. Ugh, what are you talking about? I have too many nice shoes. I also have a 566-mile driving range. Chrysler really gave 110% making this bad boy. Oops, green light.
Introducing the 84 MPGe Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Based on latest available competitive information, range based on manufacturer estimates, EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Officials say a child is dead and at least three other people critically injured after an apartment fire in Kansas City, Kansas. Fire Battalion Chief Morris Letcher says two children and two adults were taken to hospitals in critical condition from the fire late Saturday morning and that one child later died. Letcher says officials are not yet releasing the names or ages of the victims. Witnesses told the Kansas City Star that the blaze began with an explosion strong enough to shake nearby buildings. Authorities in Sumner County investigating after two bodies were found in rural Sumner County on Saturday. Officials with the Sumner County Sheriff's Office say the bodies were found not far from South Haven. According to Sumner County NewsCow, when authorities responded to the location where the bodies were reported on Saturday, they found a male in his mid-30s and a female in her mid-20s. Both suffered injuries to the head. KSN-TV reports an autopsy was ordered and the bodies were taken to the Forensic Center in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
If you're not building an off-road beast, then what's the point of even building at all? From June 27th to July 10th, you can get a $100 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 or KM2 tires. BF Goodrich Tires. What are you building for?
See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for this limited time offer today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/10/2018. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Monday. An Iowa man facing charges in Nebraska and Iowa after officials say he led them on a high-speed chase and rammed two law enforcement vehicles. The Nebraska State Patrol says the incident happened Friday night when a trooper tried to stop a pickup truck that was being pursued by South Sioux City Police. Officials say the truck rammed the trooper's car before crossing into Iowa. It later again rammed the trooper's car and a sheriff's SUV before the driver was arrested. Nebraska's state parks could see faster construction of cabins, aquariums, and other amenities under a new state law designed to save time on projects and possibly reduce costs. The new law will allow the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission to hire a project's designers and builders at the same time instead of bidding out parts of the job separately. Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex. Our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners advised they would consider a request by representatives of Community Memorial Healthcare to add a sales tax option to the November ballot if they were convinced within the next month that the hospital was adequately transparent with the public in sharing financial information. Concern with how much information could be released with regard to hospital bylaws was expressed. Commissioners had previously expressed reservation that the hospital had not included complete financial information to the public in their earlier request for absent sales tax to fund services at the current level. The county attorney's budget was revisited at Monday's meeting, with County Councilor Jason Brenniger noting that a previous assertion from Laura Johnson McNish that the county attorney's budget had not increased was not accurate, and that his and her positions were now split. With the division, he noted a 15% increase in her office budget since 2012, as opposed to a 17% decline that she had noted. Additional budget requests were heard, including over a 10% increase for the county health department of $76,000 to $622,000, attributable to an increase in vaccines being ordered. An increase in the sheriff's office would be used for additional employees in the department. No action was taken on the requests. Thunderstorms Saturday evening in the Summerfield area resulted in several power poles damaged. A roof was blown off a structure, a porch and part of a roof off another, as well as damage to several hog sheds. Gage County was ruled not liable in the suicide hanging death 5 years ago of inmate Chad Giesen. His family had sought damages, alleging negligence. A grand jury had found no wrongdoing, and following a bench trial last week, District Judge Julie Smith ruled on the matter, noting that authorities would have had no indication that Giesen posed a risk to himself. Advanced preparations for the annual county fair is underway, with pre-fair judging for Marshall County and Marysville Friday, and for Washington County Tuesday in Lynn. A benefit softball tournament for the Marshall County Fair Saturday in Blue Rapids. The horse show is Thursday, beginning at 9. Fair entries will be accepted next Friday. River Valley Extension District is hosting a poultry testing event Monday, July 9th, 2 to 4 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Marshall County will test poultry July 13th, beginning at 4 p.m., as entries are accepted. Additionally, advanced discount tickets for the Marshall County Fair are available at the Extension office in Marysville and banks in Blue Rapids and Frankfort. Washington County advanced carnival tickets are available at the Extension office in Washington, FNB, Element Salon, and GWE Performance. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish, baby bakers, a wheat roll, green beans, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist in Marysville, invites the community to a 40th anniversary celebration Monday, July 9th from 3 until 6 p.m. Stop by the open house for this 40th anniversary celebration. Enjoy refreshments. Grab a coupon at Dr. Stanley Nelson's office Monday, 3 until 6 p.m.
Want to hear a secret?
Yup!
It's Marysville's best-kept secret, Bite Me Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bite Me Barbecue has fresh smoked meats and homemade sides that are made fresh daily. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bite Me Barbecue, 14th and Center in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like we still have a high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest. We do have a cold front making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, but it does look like it will stay north to our area, which is going to bring us quiet weather and sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day, and pretty much quiet weather all the way throughout much of the week. With an upper level ridge still in place, we're going to see temperatures well into the mid to upper 90s over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies at 96. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low of 71. For Wednesday, sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 90s. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 74. And Thursday, sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July 89, record high on this date 104, 1913. The average low 68, the record low 53, set back in 1891. Sunset this evening 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Sunny and 66 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Boots, buckles, and barrels of fun with the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids, July 13th through 17th. The figure eight race Friday evening kicks off the fun, and the carnival is in full swing beginning Saturday through Tuesday, with the Great Plains Amusement returning this year. On Saturday, a demolition derby starts at 8, and the Rewind Band is live. Sunday evening's parade on the square will begin at 6, and Tim Strothman and the band are live at 8. Free entertainment Monday evening, and Tuesday, the fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, gets underway at 6 with the livestock auction at 7:30. Go online for more information to mscountyfair.com or find the link at our website and join KNDY live from the Marshall County Fair beginning Friday, July 13th.
A 16-inning thriller, and the votes are in for the All-Star Game. Hi, everyone. Michelle Franzen reporting on sports. It took 16 innings, but the Padres outlast the Diamondbacks for a narrow win.
Now an opportunity for Mathis to do so. Here's the 3-2. Myers swings and stings one out to deep right center field. Bat flip from Will, because this one is going to go.
On KEGY, backup catcher Jeff Mathis takes the loss, the first position player to do so since 2016. Padres win 4-3. The Angels win the Battle of L.A. thanks to a pinch-hit home run.
This is hit well into center field. That one's carrying out at center. It's out of here!
On KLAA, the Angels beat the Dodgers 4-3. In golf, Kevin Na gets the much-needed win at the Greenbrier.
Waited a long time for this. A lot of close calls, a lot of disappointments. Wasn't sure if it was going to come again.
His last PGA Tour win was 7 years ago. This is ABC Sports. Back to baseball. The rosters are out for the All-Star Game in Washington, D.C. The American League starters include leading vote-getter Jose Altuve, Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, and Mike Trout start in the outfield.
To have this roster together, and when I stand in front of them for the first time, it'll be pretty eye-opening for me just to have the volume of stars here.
Manager A.J. Hinch speaking on ESPN. For the National League, Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman leads in votes, but Bryce Harper and Max Scherzer will get a chance to shine in front of their home crowd.
You know what? Obviously, you can't go wrong with Max taking the baseball at any point in time.
NL manager Dave Roberts on ESPN. The game is on July 17th. At Wimbledon, the round of 16 gets underway. Both Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal back in action. Nadal says there's a good chance they'll meet in the final round.
Oh, if I am in the final, I prefer to face an easier opponent.
Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Want to hear a secret?
Yup!
It's Marysville's best-kept secret, Bite Me Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bite Me Barbecue has fresh smoked meats and homemade sides that are made fresh daily. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bite Me Barbecue, 14th and Center in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The polarizing tenure of Scott Pruitt as head of the EPA has come to an end. President Trump tweeted on Thursday afternoon he accepted the resignation of Scott Pruitt as the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, noting that Pruitt had done a good job within the agency. Senate already confirmed Deputy Administrator Andrew Wheeler, who will take over as the acting administrator on Monday. The departure of Pruitt follows months of scrutiny that gathered momentum following reports that Pruitt had entered a Capitol Hill condominium from an energy lobbyist in a very favorable rental term. There were also concerns about the high cost of Pruitt's travel and security detail, as well as the allegations of Pruitt fostering a workplace environment filled with workplace retaliation and wasteful spending. The steady flow of news stories prompted multiple government agencies to inquire into Pruitt and the agency, which still faces over a dozen probes into spending, ethics, and policy decisions. Chinese companies who've committed to buying soybeans from the U.S. through the end of August 31st are likely to cancel those shipments once the extra tariff on U.S. imports kicks in today. As the world's top soybean buyer, China has yet to take delivery of about 1.14 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans booked for the current marketing year. USDA reported that China recently resold 123,000 tons of committed deliveries to Bangladesh and Iran. One article on Bloomberg calls soybeans a key flashpoint in the worsening trade relations between the U.S. and China after officials in Beijing said they would levy tariffs on imports starting on July the 6th in response to more duties imposed by the Trump administration. There will be a few shipments yet to get through because the shipments with products intended for state reserves are tariff-free. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The USDA's crop progress report issued this week shows a big jump in winter wheat harvest progress.
We have passed the halfway harvested mark.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says 51% of the nation's winter wheat crop has been harvested. That compares with 49% on the five-year average. One state, Arkansas, has already completely finished. Oklahoma not far behind at 98%. Texas is 80% complete. And Nebraska is just getting started at 7%. There are several states where wheat harvest is not yet underway.
The only states not yet seeing any harvest activity are Canadian border states, Idaho, Michigan, Montana, and Washington. And we'll have to throw South Dakota into that mix as well.
Kansas wheat harvest is 71% complete, and the winter wheat crop is rated at only 37% good to excellent, according to the USDA. But it's an entirely different story for spring wheat.
We're at 77% good to excellent, just 5% very poor to poor. No change from last week. Dramatically better than last year's drought-damaged crop that at this point was just 37% good to excellent. And 33% very poor to poor.
In addition, the United States Department of Agriculture shows that 71% of the soybean crop is in good to excellent condition, with 27% of the crop already blooming, well ahead of the 13% five-year average. 76% of the corn crop is in good to excellent condition. 17% of the crop is silking, well ahead of the five-year average of 8%. And sorghum heading is 2 points behind the five-year average at 22%, while 53% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition. And the cotton crop is rated at 43% good to excellent. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Well, all of the rain that some parts of the Midwest have had over the last couple of months has been either a blessing or a curse, depending upon where you are and how you look at it. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
For much of the Midwest, May brought a lot of rain. June brought even more. And now
we get bugs.
Jim Fizell is our gardening expert.
Ants and mosquitoes and chiggers and ticks, you know, they can make your outdoors pretty unenjoyable. And this is the time of year when we really want to be out, especially if we can get the weather to cooperate. Actually, ants are not as much of a problem as the cartoons would suggest because they don't carry away your picnics. But this is the year of the ants. Seems like we have more this year than we've had in quite a few years. If you don't have them, count your blessing, because most of us do have them. In fact, I've talked to the neighbors up and down the street, and we've all got them. Anyway, what works are ant baits. The borax ant baits work very well. You can get these at the hardware store. You set them up. Be very careful where you don't put them where you have foodstuffs or where pets or kids can get into them. But the baits work. However, they do take time to work. They'll take a week or two because actually the ants carry the bait back to the nest and begin to depopulate the nest until it's gone. If you have ant hills out, we've had an ant hill in our garage and a crack in the garage floor. I just dusted it with the borax spray or dust that you can buy at the hardware store, and they're gone. And if you do have a lot of getting into the house, you can apply a foundation spray around the outside. Keeping them out is the answer to that. Mosquitoes have really been a problem. West Nile virus is a concern, and it's been reported here again this year, so be sure you protect yourself. But you can reduce the number of the tree hole type mosquitoes by emptying the gutters, the other containers, empty your kid's swimming pool every couple of days to pour the mosquito larva out of it. Make sure if you have something that collects water, like maybe the cover over a barbecue or something like that, that you pour that off so that you don't have a place where these things will populate your area. Outdoors, wear your repellents like DEET or citronella. Foggers, you might consider, if you have a lot of mosquitoes, having one of the commercial companies come in and fog your area. They use pyrethrins that will last for several hours, and it does work. The bug zappers, not so good. Our experience with them is that they are not good. They trap a lot of things like moths and so forth, but very few mosquitoes. The CO2 generators, you know, the theory is that they will track the CO2, but there's more than just CO2 coming from human beings. We have a lot of other things that come from us, pheromones of one type or another that the mosquitoes home in on. So the best thing to use is DEET, citronella, something like that that'll keep them away.
Chiggers are also a problem, and Jim talks about that tomorrow. Back after this.
At LDI, we're doing what it takes to keep you farming with great service and innovative products. We carry all the AGCO equipment you need for year-round productivity. From Massey Ferguson and Challenger tractors to Gleaner combines and Rogator and Terragator sprayers, and our parts specialists are some of the best in Kansas, providing you with genuine, affordable AGCO parts whenever you need them. Visit one of our 12 locations across Kansas to find out what LDI can do for you. LDI, doing what it takes.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Heroes aren't born, they're made. You're invited to celebrate our heroes at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 21st. Exhibit entries arrive on Wednesday, with open class always welcome. Barrel racing that evening at the arena, plus hero night with the local emergency response equipment on display. This year, Moore's Greater Amusement Rides are back Thursday through Saturday nights. On Saturday, mark the livestock auction at noon. Washington County Fair Parade at 6:30, followed by a ranch rodeo, goat roping, and Tim Trothman and the Blacktop Road Band entertain live beginning at 9 p.m. The full schedule and judging dates are online at WashingtonCountyKansasFair.com or find the link KNDYRadio.com website. Join KNDY live at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 20th.
Sunshine, 66 degrees this morning, highs top 90 today. A warm-up continues through midweek, and it's going to be a hot one for the Marshall County Fair kicking off tail end of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Royals still winless in the month of July. Rick Porcello pitched 7 effective innings. Andrew Benintendi had 4 hits and scored 2 runs. And the Boston Red Sox beat the KC Royals 7-4 yesterday. The Red Sox hit .385, 45 for 111, had 68 base runners in sweeping the 3-game series, and have won 6 straight. Alcides Escobar was not in the Kansas City Royals lineup for the first time since 2015, as the struggling club made a plethora of moves. Escobar had started 421 consecutive games, the longest streak in the majors, before Royals manager Ned Yost benched him against the Boston Red Sox. Royals now head to Minnesota as they'll take on the Twins. First pitch this evening from Minneapolis, set for 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Is there a practical use for bad hair days? We will brush up on the science next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 9th, the 190th day of the year. Actor Tom Hanks has a birthday, and on this night 50 years ago, baseball's first indoor all-star game was played at Houston's Astrodome. Most of us are familiar with the hair frizzies or limpness that comes with humid summer days. As far back as the 18th century, the scientific community was putting bad hair days to practical use. Because hair reliably stretches or shrinks with humidity, it's been long used as a humidity measuring instrument or hygrometer. A reasonably accurate measurement was determined by stretching strands of hair between two posts and affixing a levered pointer. The hair hygrometer was so reliable, in fact, it wasn't replaced by electric instruments until the 1960s. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.